This Real Life Lore video is made possible by Shaker and Spoon. Get $20 off your next order of fresh cocktails delivered straight to your door by clicking the link in the description. The Spanish Empire in its heyday used to be the most powerful empire that the world had ever seen. Over the centuries, however, her power began to gradually erode away. But the empire's lasting legacy, the Spanish language, has remained a strong force in the modern world. Spanish is the fourth most spoken language in the world, has more native speakers than English, and is one of the six official languages of the United Nations. Spanish is the majority language spoken in 21 different countries and territories around the world that largely mirror the historical borders of the old Spanish Empire. So what would happen if all 21 of these countries united today to create a new and modern Spanish Empire of the 21st century? To begin with, the territory of this vast empire would make it the second largest country in the world, significantly behind Russia in first place. The empire would be home to a population of 452,346,000 people, which is 6% of everybody in the world. However, that still only makes it the third largest country in the world in terms of population, since India and China both have significantly greater numbers of people. 10% of the empire's population would live in Europe, less than 1% would live in Africa, and the vast majority would live in the scattered territories of the Americas. Mexico City would be by far the largest city in this new empire, followed by Buenos Aires, Bogota, Lima, and Santiago. Out of the top 10 largest cities, only two, Madrid and Barcelona, would be located inside of Spain. Mexico alone would account for over one out of every four people in the empire. And speaking of the population of this empire, the people that make it up would be an incredibly ethnically diverse group. Mestizos, meaning people of mixed European and Amerindian heritage, make up the majority of this population at 60%, while people that identify as exclusively white make up 18% of the population, and people that identify as exclusively Amerindian or indigenous make up a further 14%. People who identify as black make up 3%, and the remaining 5% is a mixed group of various other ethnicities. The empire would also be overwhelmingly Catholic, with 72% of the population adhering to this faith. One out of every four Catholics in the entire world would call the new Spanish Empire home, while a further 13% of the empire's population would be Protestant, and 10% would be irreligious, agnostic, or atheist. Of course, Spanish would be by far the most spoken language in the empire. 94% of the population would claim Spanish as their mother tongue, while hundreds of various indigenous languages of the Americas would be spoken by a further 5% of the population. Economically speaking, the empire would have a GDP of $4.63 trillion, making it the fourth largest economy in the world behind Japan, China, and the United States. The Spanish Empire would also control the largest oil reserves in the world in modern-day Venezuela. So while gold and silver was the main commodity plundered in the New World by Spain in the 16th and 17th centuries, oil would likely be the main commodity of the 21st century. The Spanish Empire would also have one of the largest militaries in the world, with 1,593,000 active duty troops, and another 1,878,000 troops placed into reserves. Combining the two, and the empire would have the sixth largest military in the world, with more soldiers than either the United States or China. The budget that would fund this military, though, would be a bit lacking, at only $51.9 billion, the seventh largest budget in the world ahead of the United Kingdom, but remaining behind France, India, and Saudi Arabia. The capital of this new Spanish Empire might be Madrid for historical reasons, but much more likely would actually be Mexico City, owing to the fact that it would be the largest city in the empire, is already the capital city of Mexico, and is the largest city in the entire Western Hemisphere, which is where the majority of the Spanish Empire's territory and population would be located. There would be several beautiful vacation destinations across the new country in both the Americas and Europe. But if you want a small slice of a vacation to any of these destinations without leaving your house, then you should check out Shaker and Spoon next. If you're as busy as I am, you probably don't have enough time to plan and shop for drinks or cocktails. but you can get fresh cocktails delivered straight to your doorstep with Shaker and Spoon. Shaker and Spoon will send a box to your home with the exact ingredients that you need, with three brand new original recipes created by world-class bartenders. There's enough in each box to create 12 cocktails, perfect for whenever you come home late and want to mix something easy yourself, or for when you want to mix several at once for your friends, who will be totally impressed by your bartending skills. As each cocktail comes with an easy-to-follow recipe, all you need to add is the liquor, and what's better is that you can get $20 off your first order with them by clicking the link in the description. You can get some amazing cocktails and support real-life lore at the same time, so go ahead and give it a chance. There's no commitments. You can skip or cancel the service at any time, but I think that you'll want to keep going after you taste the first delicious, handcrafted cocktail. Cheers.